horses and chickens. It turns out that they complement each other really well. So if you have one, you may consider getting the other. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. I'm talking with Twain Lockhart. Twain is a poultry specialist with Nutrina, and he gives us insight on how to run your horses and chickens together. He's also witnessed trends in the poultry industry over the years that he shares with us today. This knowledge has earned him the nickname Mr. Cluck. He tells us how he got it.
Yeah, my colleagues gave that to me. Originally, it was Dr. Cluck, and then I got called into HR because I'm not a PhD, so they took away my lab coat and said I can't do that.
False advertising there. But it doesn't diminish the fact that you're an expert. How long have you been in the poultry nutrition industry, or poultry in general?
Well, I've been raising chickens for over 50 years. I've been with Nutrina 14. But I owned a feed store for 17 years that specialized in poultry. So been around chickens for a very, very long time.
And it started at a young age. You were involved in the 4-H and FFA as a boy.
Yeah, I did 4-H for several years and then 4 years of FFA. So it just kind of, I did all the other species, not all. I did sheep and pigs, but never went away from poultry.
I'm curious what you've seen over the years when it comes to trends with chickens. Who's interested and how has that changed over time?
Well, in 2004, the backyard chicken craze kind of started, and it seemed like it started out west, like in Seattle. And then, believe it or not, it moved to Madison. Madison, Wisconsin's one of the epicenters for urban chickens. And it has just taken off since there, and it continues to get bigger. A lot more younger people are getting them. In 2020, during the pandemic, oh my God, chickens exploded. And we saw a huge influx of poultry enthusiasts into the hobby. We were very concerned that they were going to get out of the hobby when the pandemic ended, but that wasn't the case. They've stayed in it.
And I can attest to that. I live in the city of Madison, and I'm on chicken babysitting duty this week because my neighbors have chickens, and I'm not complaining because I get eggs. But you said that it's stayed after the pandemic. People still want those backyard chickens.
Yeah, we didn't lose very many people at all. In fact, it's still growing. The hobby's still growing. We're getting new people every time. I just did the seminar here at the Midwest Horse Fair, and about half the people in the room had never had chickens before.
You're talking about poultry at the Midwest Horse Fair. Why is that?
It started off almost kind of as a goof. I said, you know, we could draw a lot of people into our booth. This is like in 2010. I said, let's put I can train a rooster to stand in the booth. He'll draw people in the booth. And my boss at the time told me that was a stupid idea. Forget it. Well, he went on to do something else. And the new person in charge of the Midwest Horse Fair said, well, we'll give it a shot. And she was really tired one weekend. And she goes, do you want to do a seminar? And I go, well, yeah, sure, let's do it. And so we did chickens with horses, and we had like 250 people show up for, I mean, it was like standing room only. And she said that she actually thought there was something wrong. There were so many people over there, and she couldn't believe how many people showed up. That's how big the interest was in chickens.
Not just that, you know, people who have horses may also have chickens, but the idea that they kind of complement each other. Tell me why.
Well, chickens, they love to live with horses. They love being around a great big animal that doesn't eat meat. So they feel safe being around them. The chickens, in turn, will eat ticks. They also will eat the larva out of the horse manure and spread the manure, helping to reduce the fly population. But the big one is they eat ticks. The other thing that's really cool is if your horses are around chickens, it desensitizes them to these birds, to flappy, squawky birds. So when you go on a trail ride and a pheasant jumps out or a turkey or something, your horse doesn't freak out. So it keeps them company. Now, we had a mare that absolutely hated chickens and would stomp them if she got a half a chance. But typically, they don't mind them. The chickens keep them company. They also prevent colic. Okay, now people say, oh, yeah, you're full of, you know what? I'll tell you why. When a horse eats out of a feeder, they drop grain on the ground. Then they'll go back and pick that grain up off the ground, and they can get sand colic. If you have chickens, as soon as that grain hits the ground, it legally belongs to the chickens, and they will not get a chance to eat it off the ground. So they complement each other really, really well.
Now, I got to ask the obvious question. Are you nervous about horses contracting the highly pathogenic avian influenza?
It is a little scary because it jumped from wild waterfowl to cattle, and then a person got it. But I haven't heard much more about it. I'd be lying if I said I knew a lot about what was going on. What I do know is it was low or no mortality with the cattle. The person that got it got like an eye infection, basically, so not real serious. And it was ducks and geese, and they were wild waterfowl. They were not chickens. So I am concerned about the wild waterfowl spreading it again into the commercial poultry industry, though, because that can be very devastating.
Are there diseases that horses are susceptible to that could spread to chickens? Or is...
Not that I know of. I had a vet tell me one time it was more likely the chickens would get sick from the horses or from the cattle than the other way around, because the chickens are picking through the manure and eating things, and so they're more likely to get sick than the horses are from the chickens. So, I mean, obviously you don't want the chickens pooping in their feeders and things like that. That might not end up well, but...
So what's the best way to merge these two together? Just open the gates and say go for it? Or is there some strategies to make sure that they are friendly together?
Well, you need to get the chickens, you know, if you brood the baby chicks, they need to be fully feathered before they go outside. And you need to have a place for them to stay. And a lot of people will convert an empty horse stall and predator-proof that and make that basically the chicken coop. Predators are a big issue, and raccoons are probably public enemy number one here in Wisconsin. So you've got to predator-proof your coop. The other thing is, if you're building a coop, you don't need to heat your coop. A lot of people do. You know, we're in Wisconsin, it gets crazy cold here, but chickens do really, really well in a Midwest winter as long as they're kept dry and out of the elements. They do just fine. Heat kills more chickens than cold does.
What other questions have you gotten from the crowd today about mixing chickens with their horses or letting them run together?
People ask me if guineas are better at eating ticks, and I have to concede that guinea fowl are better at eating ticks than chickens, but guinea fowl are real noisy. And then I get asked what breeds work the best for ranch chickens. Not all chicken breeds are the same. So there are certain breeds of chickens that make better what I call ranch chickens because they're more predator safe. But they don't usually mean they're going to be a friendly bird. Things like leghorns. I like brown leghorns as, actually you pronounce it leghorn. Brown leghorns as a ranch bird. Very flighty, very smart bird. Not a great pet, but hey, they're eating ticks. Well Summers are another good one. Dominiques are one of my favorites for being ranch birds. So,
is it just poultry and horses, or chickens and horses, or can you run chickens with cattle, alpacas, donkeys? What have you found?
All of the above. People run chickens with all of them because they do help reduce the fly population and they eat ticks. I mean, if you've ever known anybody that had Lyme disease, if you get chickens and you never see an egg, but you reduce the odds of someone in your family getting Lyme disease, they're worth getting.
You know, what about other poultry? What about ducks, geese?
Waterfowl, I mean, you have biosecurity concerns when you mix species. And waterfowl, they live in wet, moist environments, which they're very tough and their immune system deals with it. But chickens and guineas and pheasants, things like that, their immune system is not geared to that wet, moist environment. So they can be on the same property. I'm not a fan of them bunking together in the same coop. And you never brood waterfowl in the same container with anything else because they'll get them all wet.
Any nutritional considerations when you bring specifically horses and chickens together? Can you just have the chickens eat the horse feed and call it good, or do you need to have other things out there?
Well, chickens are pretty tough. They can eat whatever. You know, back in the day, they probably did. They probably just ate whatever scraps they could get. And those were probably some very lean, mean chickens, but they probably didn't lay very well. If you want egg production, you need to feed a balanced laying feed, otherwise they're not going to lay very well. And then only feeding them like horse feed, the leftovers and stuff, they'll do okay, but they may not do well enough to survive a Midwest winter. Their body condition may not be strong enough, so you want to feed a layer feed to go with that.
How do you get the most eggs from your chicken? What do you gotta give them?
I feed them a good balanced laying ration. That's pretty much it. It's especially balanced, the carbohydrates and the protein. It's not just the protein, it's the carbs as well, and it's been balanced for specifically for egg production.
Twain Lockhart joining us, otherwise known as Mr. Cluck. He's a poultry specialist with Nutrina, but he finds himself at other animal agricultural events speaking about chickens. And this is because he continues to see growing interest for raising chickens, and he says the birds can complement other farm animals extremely well. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.